Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We try to get friends back together. If you
it's a
maybe
public
are
service.
Looking for, yeah, maybe you have a friend that you've just gotten out of touch with. This is what we do. So let's just jump right into it. We've got Ellie, who has a friend that she needs to reconnect with again. Good morning, okay. Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
We're hopeful today.
We're hopeful for you. We know that you've lost touch with your friend. Just get right into it and tell us your story about your friend.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just hope I get everything right. I was kind of nervous about it.
Deep breaths.
I didn't sleep well. Anyway, I'll tell you my story about my friend John.
Okay.
We met last year at Comic-Con convention.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And we were waiting in line for an autograph, and we started talking about video games. And we play a couple of the same games, so he was easy to talk to. But after the conversation, we started hanging out, and it wasn't anything romantic.
Okay.
But we did start hanging out just about every day. We were in the same city, so we just play games together, and we go to other nerd kind of stuff. And the best part was that I was like really helping him figure out how to make some cool costumes because he's into cosplay, and
I
can sew.
Okay.
So I made some neat stuff for him, and we'd been working on a couple of costumes together to wear at conventions this summer, so that they sort of require us to be together for the costumes to make sense.
Okay. Yeah, your duos. Love it.
Oh, neat. Alexis loves that.
Wonder
you
Twin
know.
Powers
yes.
activate.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. This is my favorite part of Comic-Con is seeing everyone in cosplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. So I'm bummed because he just dropped off the planet, and we were so close. He Christmas. He invited me to Christmas because my family doesn't really do Christmas. He invited me to Christmas at his house. So his family even got me a present. And so, but I haven't talked to him in a couple of months, really, and I don't want to be. I don't know. He keeps blowing me off. And
So you haven't talked to him at all?
Well, not really, no. I mean, there is some, like, kind of distant texting or, like, you know, it's like, oh, I can't talk right now. And, you know, and he'll find a way to get off the phone. And
Was it right after Christmas or was it later?
You know, it's a little after Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, did something happen at that celebration?
I was going to say, was there...
If they got me a present, I don't know. I've been thinking. I've been you know, and
yeah.
So you
all
don't
I know. He's just been acting weird and like in February, and then just stopped talking to me.
Do you think that he might like you? You said there's nothing romantic, but
well, that's interesting. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
I will say, like,
that would be a twist on the friendship.
I don't know.
When you guys were, you know, talking regularly, is he like an expressive person generally, or is he a person that kind of keeps the, like, his feelings to himself?
Yeah, we're both kind. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons that we hit it off is because that we're both kind of. It's kind of a geek fest, like Comic-Con, and it's like, and I'm kind of reclusive. Like, it's hard for me to make friends.
Yeah, you found a person and it's that hard. Gets it.
Yeah, it takes a lot for me to.
Right.
Connect with someone, and it's so rare, and I think he's the same way, and like, you know, even if it's not a romantic connection, it's like friendships are very special, and I value them.
Right, yeah. You just want to know what happened. Okay, well, you know what? We will give it a shot. We're going to try to call John.
All right, mystery ready to be solved.
Yes, so Ellie, hold on.
We're going to put you on hold, okay?
Am I doing the right thing?
Yes.
The right thing?
You're doing all the right things.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
We got you.
Yeah, hopefully he'll answer and we'll get an answer for you, okay?
We'll get to the bottom.
I'm really nervous.
We're going to Angela Lansbury this.
That's right. Do. Okay, hold on. All right.
Nice typewriter out.
Guys, Second Chance Friendship continues next.
Let's get right back to Second Chance Friendship, Alexis.
Yes.
We got a mystery to solve.
We talked to Ellie, who met John at Comic-Con. They met in line getting an autograph and, just having some fun at Comic-Con. They like the same games. And they do a lot of nerdy things together, like cosplay and make great costumes and have a great time together.
Nerds of a feather.
Christmas time came around, and it's been a while since Ellie and John have talked. So
yeah, apparently
we're gonna try to get a hold of John right now.
Gonna figure out what
John's favorite part.
Okay, I'll get right to this. So bye, guys.
Okay.
Have fun talking about something.
Bye, John.
Weird.
Bye, Don.
Bye.
Try to get John. Yeah, something weird. Wow.
So again, it was kind of crickets. After, they spent Christmas together.
Yep.
He invited her over to his family for Christmas. They even got her a present.
Yeah, I wonder if he's jealous of the gift that his family got her.
I kind of feel like you don't stop talking to somebody. You'd take that out on your parents, right?
True.
If your parents got you
a friend.
Well, you suggested maybe it was actually... like maybe he had a little bit of a love interest.
Oh yeah, there could be some romance
and that
stronger feelings on his side.
Or I don't know, maybe she just has some sort of body odor situation.
That's very valid.
No, I'm kidding. It's
halitosis, toe jam.
I mean,
that's all real.
Let's hope not.
But it's definitely
a mystery that needs to be solved, because that would be a bummer if you had a friend and you were thick as thieves and tight for a while, and then all of a sudden
making costumes together.
Yeah, like you try to call them up and they're
like, "We cosplay together."
Sorry, I gotta. What would we do?
Yeah,
oh,
it would be fun. She-Ra. I'll be your steed. Spirit.
You want me to ride you?
Yeah, why not?
Like, you want me to ride you like a horse?
Yeah.
And I'm She-Ra.
That would be really kind of fun.
Do I get to wear like a metal brassiere? Yeah. What does she wear?
What's going on? I heard something about riding her like a horse. I don't want to scare John.
Yeah, that's probably true. Let's get right to it.
Okay. John is on the phone with us right now.
Oh,
hi, John.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. You are live on the radio, just FYI. Jason, Alexis, and Lori on My Talk. But this is for a good reason.
Okay.
Very good reason. We do Second Chance Friendship every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And a good friend of yours is really wondering just what's going on. Why haven't you talked to her in a while?
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, and we're talking about Ellie.
Do you know who that is? Do you remember Ellie?
I know her.
Okay. All right.
And maybe it's been a while since you guys have chatted?
Yeah. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, why?
I guess. It's kind of hard to explain. She's pretty clingy, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
We were like spending all this time together, and then... I don't know, like my other friends and my family kind of started asking like what was going on with us, between us, and it kind of got me thinking, and I guess I just didn't want her to get the wrong idea.
Oh,
okay.
Did you tell her that?
Not really. I mean, kind of.
Okay.
Like.
What do you mean, kind of?
Yeah, maybe explain more.
Yeah.
Well, like... I didn't really, like, back in the fall, we started making costumes together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she for said cosplay.
That. Right, right.
Are you not okay, into cosplay? Yeah.
No, I am. I'm really into. That's kind of how we met. And then, and gaming, too. So she insisted that I bring my gaming computer over to her apartment so we could play this game together. And we thought that would be fun, so I did. But then I couldn't really figure out, like, how to, you know, break it all down and get it back home. So I just kind of started hanging out at her apartment all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was, like, getting to be too much. So I just kind of made up an excuse a couple months ago that I needed to get it repaired and, like, took everything out of there.
Right. Okay.
Were you just feeling, like, pressure, kind of stressed out about it? I mean, like, what were your... Did you have any feelings for her?
In the romantical sense?
Not like that. It's just... I'm, like, bad at letting people decide what I'm going to do, I guess. I'm just kind of passive, and so I just kind of kept saying yes to everything, but then I was like, I didn't really want to be over there all the time. And
You just kind of go with, like, it, and then all of a sudden it becomes overwhelming.
Yeah, I just, like, I shouldn't have let it go that far, but it was just, like, we were, like, spending every day together, and it was just getting too much.
I see. Okay, well, yeah, well...
So complicated.
It does sound like that.
Awkward.
And, well, it's about to get a little bit more. John, you know, Ellie emailed us about you, and actually she is on the line right now.
Yeah.
Heard what you had to say. So, Ellie? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So you got to hear what he had to say, right?
Yeah. Hi, John. I didn't know you were feeling pressured.
Oh, this is pretty awkward.
Yeah. I just have a hard time making myself start friendships. So this is, yeah, it's kind of awkward. Kind of hurtful.
Well, I didn't want to hurt you. I just felt like every time I said I had other plans, you just would start acting jealous and were kind of pressuring me to do stuff I didn't really want to do.
I didn't mean to make you feel like that. I wasn't jealous. I just was disappointed that we weren't, like, I don't have a, you know, I probably need to make some new friends anyway. It was like, it's like I either get to hang out with you or I'm just alone. And I need to make more friends.
Well, yeah.
Well, and now that you know about this, you know, that maybe you came on, you know, it was just too much. John, I'm sure you miss Ellie, don't you? I mean, you went from like 100 to nothing. I mean, this friendship isn't over.
I don't want her to be sad. I needed my own life back. And you kept giving me guilt trips.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be your girlfriend. That's ridiculous. We were just hanging out.
So that's off the table. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, so you're not.
Yeah.
Well, everyone was, like, asking me about it. Like, even my parents and stuff were like, what's going on with you guys? So I was just like, maybe it does look for, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, well, do you still want to, like, make the costumes? I mean, I have all this stuff. And I'd love to play with you again. It's like we that was fun. Can we play?
Oh, I mean, I don't really play that game anymore. I started something else.
Oh, wait, what game?
I mean, look, I just feel like I want to do it alone, you know?
Yeah, I think at this point, I mean, I kind of feel like there's some, you know, you guys...
You could get together for lunch. We'll pay
Dawn,
for
your
it.
Your turn, yep.
Yeah, so you could talk about, you know, things
and
work out some of your emotions, because it sounds like you're getting emotional about this. We don't want to exploit you, you know, any more than we already have. So would you do that? Could you get together and just talk things over?
Coffee.
I could at least give you your costume stuff back.
Yeah. I mean, I'll meet with you. We need to talk about some things that...
There you go. There you go. Talking is good. Hey, talking is the start.
That's a win for us. Okay, so you guys enjoy your time.
Yeah. You just need some, you know, some talky time, some FaceTime.
Yeah, this is just the door open to...
Mm-hmm. And the place we're sending you can get the stuff to go and go somewhere else just in case you get emotional. You don't have to sit there in the restaurant, you know. So does that sound okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds
great.
Awesome. All right, guys. John, thank you.
Thanks for answering your phone, John. Sorry, I called a lot. Okay, Ellie.
Yeah, I'll get you that gift card.
Okay.
Have a great day, friends.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys.
Bye.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Are you okay?
Was she crying?
Yes. Yes, she was.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh.
That was so awkward.
She said she
awkward.
Hadn't slept but like a couple hours because she was so nervous about this. And I'm like, oh, great.
I struggle with this one
because on the one hand, if somebody doesn't like, I get wanting to understand why just from like that, but you don't always get what you want. And so like, it's not going to be what you want to hear probably. And
but
which
isn't
is
it
really
better
hard.
Knowing?
I guess in the long run.
And to also have some self-reflection time. I mean, now she's probably just going over the conversation again, and hopefully that might seep in, like, whoa, I do come on really strong.
Is he giving her some sort of mixed message by meeting with her?
Yeah, and I felt a little guilty about pressuring him because he said he's pretty passive and just goes with the flow. Maybe he wanted a clean break.
He just wanted to get off the phone, and he's going to, like, put his head in a pillow and scream.
Well, that has happened. They said yes, and then they actually don't go out after, you know?
Okay.
But I think, though, for his growth, too, it'd be good to just put it all out there and say, here's why I didn't like this, and I need to set up boundaries for myself.
Yeah, that's a learning process as an adult that he probably hasn't gone through yet.
Well, mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to say. Like, dude, this is an overused phrase, but like, be a man. I mean, if you don't want to hang out with her, just say you don't want to hang out with her.
Right.
But he's clearly never had to learn that lesson before, and this might be a chance for him to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But ultimately, it's not, I don't know. That was just so awkward.
Oh wow. Well,
she was like, I thought we were going to lose her at one point.
Did you? Yeah, we did. Yes. But that has happened in friendships, right? One's a little bit more into it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're that person who's just like overbearing. And you're like, oh, I love you so much. I just want to like spend all this time with you. And so it's a good reminder just to go like, whoa.
Some people are, they really do want to hang out all the time, and I've had people give me guilt trips about, boy, I guess I'm not a good friend, or you don't like me anymore, and I'm doing something wrong, and you're like, no, it's not that. And then the more they say that,
the less
you want to hang out with them. And I've met people like that, and I'm not saying that that's her, but it sounds like she could have some of those qualities.
Can I just tell you,
was like, what game do you play now?
Can we still play a game? No. Sometimes it's time to move on.
Well, luckily we have some great local Comic Cons. She can go and meet some more nerdy friends. See?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she just needs to find her people. Girl, you can do it.
Yes.
Yes, you can do it, Ellie.
Oh, I'm going to go.